Tuning in. Good to see you. Happy you're here. If you haven't joined the Discord, Reddit, Patreon, then check it out.
We just did a Trevor Noah's stand-up special.
Oh, yeah. We did Trevor Noah, and it's woke nonsense. It's very bad.
Yeah.
But check it out if you're interested in hearing what we really think about it.
I called him Trevor Noha.
That was good. I laughed at that. It took me a second to get it, but once I got it, I was like, different.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it.
Trevor No Laughs.
That really is what it is. It's a lot of speeches, you know, and then clapped. We counted off the amount of times where the audience would clap instead of laughing, and it was a lot. We're not numbers guys.
No.
But we did count, and it was quite a bit.
But yeah, dude, yeah. That's not why they're here, though,
no,
dude.
No, you're right. Thanks for bringing that up. That is not why you're here. You're here to watch 10 Minutes of Shav, so play the chin clip. Start the timer now.
All right, so we got a light week at Chang's, dude, but we're going to check out the new Elephant Graveyard drop day.
Oh, yeah, one of our guys.
We don't have to watch the whole thing, but I believe the beginning is fucking Netflix, dude. The whole thing is pretty Netflix.
Yeah, some would say the most Netflix.
It's called The Last Glass Gasps of the Redacted, dude. Let's see here.
He's back.
We caught this opal eye off a jetty in Marina Del Rey. And no joke, we saw trash bags floating by. We saw a used condom, a giant used condom that just floated right by us. And I froze this for a couple days, and I thawed it out for 2.5 days, now 3 days probably.
The question of free will touches nearly everything we care about. Most of what is distinctly human about our lives seems to depend upon our viewing one another as autonomous persons, capable of free choice. But free will is an illusion. Our wills are simply not of our own making. Thoughts and intentions emerge from background causes of which we are unaware and over which we exert no conscious control. Don't you ever wonder why you are what you are?
Do you ever wonder why you are what you are, dude?
Yeah. And from time to time, you always have to ask, what am I doing here? You right? I think this looks like me. Right here. This looks like a shot of me as an old man. But let me ask you, do you ever wonder what the question that I can't remember the words were?
I mean, honestly, I believe I know who I am, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm that Latino that talked too much, dude.
Yeah, I would say you're a hawk.
Yeah.
You know, above all else.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that's a good... What I am,
Coming from a man in a green shirt.
That's right. World record pot. Ever heard of it? I'm wearing the colors of a duck, but actually yes. a hawk shirt.
Oh, okay.
It's Walsh.
You're a duck in sheep's clothing. Or duck a hawk and duck.
Okay. A duck in hawk's clothing.
Yeah. There you go. Sorry.
We'll get there. What am I? I didn't matter. I didn't count.
Oh. Right? That's the answer to answer all, dude.
Exactly.
I mean, don't you ever just look around at your life and think, that's what the hell even is
the guy before? The suit guy.
It looks like D'Elia.
That's how I see
it. Doesn't he? Look around at your life see? And think.
That looks like
D'Elia. That's you in fully form. Realize, dude. Suit. Never. Kingpin. Big office. Thinking about what's next for Timos.
That's the hostage room in the future.
Think. See, what the hell even is any of this shit? How did I actually get here? What the hell am I even doing? For instance, how does one become a stand-up comedian? Well, you must first be born with an intact nervous system and then provided with a proper education. No freedom there. And at some point, you must decide...
Flappers, dude.
That's awesome. Is T.E.G. reaching out?
Yeah, dude.
To become...
That's amazing.
Yeah. When I first saw this, I was like, flapper. We have to watch this.
I love this guy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elephant Graveyard, one of our best, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a comedian. A result, presumably, of first wanting to become one.
I don't know who this is.
Where does that want arise? Not from you,
yeah, I mean,
but from the result.
Yeah, that's,
it's, we all have embarrassing videos of us online. So, I mean, I don't have anything with my shirt off humping another guy, but, you know, I got some pretty bad stuff out there somewhere. So,
All right.
Yeah, look for it. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not going to comment on that.
Combination of events and forces that you will never understand. To become a comedian, you must also have the talent for the job and develop the best brains for the art. Becoming a comic requires effort. You must do many things deliberately and well and in the appropriate sequence year after year.
We watched but that on Patreon.
Yeah, we watched this one. Honestly, without the verbiage, it looks like it's a fun time. But then when you hear what she's saying, you're just like...
No, yeah. I mean, it depends. Whether you like the visuals or not, the content is not good. No, it is not king. Audio in this situation is even worse than the visual.
You know how many jokes I write where I'm visualizing that and I'm like, I'm not going to do that on stage.
Is it a lot for you?
You'd be surprised, okay, dude.
You're a physical guy. You work the stage.
Conscious source of this wanting, will you be responsible for its prevailing over all the other things you want? No. If you succeed at becoming a comedian, you will suddenly one day find yourself standing on stage, microphone in hand, at the confluence of all the genetic and environmental causes that led you to develop along this line.
Chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, is a progressive brain disorder caused by repeated head injuries that leads to cognitive decline, including impaired decision-making, unstable impulsive behavior, drug and alcohol addiction, memory loss, and problems planning and carrying out tasks.
More combat. CTE symptoms can appear at any time following traumatic brain injury. And
you know, the condition. Funny is if, like, when you got CTE, some version of that song comes on where it's like, man-up, 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 man-up. Like, you get hit enough that just.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the alert. There's some sort of alert for it. It's like, man-up, 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 man-up. Fuck. Shab definitely has it. I worry about the drug stuff and the alcohol. I hope he has some kind of handler that's like, you know, hey.
Yeah.
I guess he must have something, though, because he's thinking about it. He keeps saying the nicotine helps his brain. I don't know if that's true, but.
We'll see, dude.
Only worsens over time, eventually leading to a full-on detachment from reality.
We do not have the freedom we think we have. Just as within a circuit, an electron follows the path of least resistance, so too do human beings. And there's no telling where you'll end up.
Horizon Guy, 449, Quebec X-ray. Hey, I found myself in a bit of a predicament. I'm in the air right now.
449, are you not supposed to be on that aircraft?
Yes.
Did you just take off?
Yeah.
And you're not supposed to be on that aircraft?
No.
What's going on? Are you flying the plane?
Yeah.
Usually these patterns. Damn.
What? I think that's from that thing where the guy stole the plane.
Okay.
Right? I had never heard the audio before, though. That's hilarious. Also scary.
Dude, Elephant Graveyard's amazing.
Yeah, he's pulling stuff from out of the zeitgeist.
Ever heard of it? Stable. Things go about doing what they ought to.
There's a moment where it changes.
He's having it all over.
The universe, given its infinite vastness, sometimes manifests into reality what we call karmic mutations. Coincidental waves of cause and effect that lead to circumstances that appear to make no rational sense.
Yeah, so you hijacked the plane, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm kind of a bad thing, kind of a selfish thing.
Just a broken guy, got a few screws loose, I guess. Never really knew it until now. This isn't a sad thing.
I didn't even know it was from that. Is that what it's from?
What?
Wait, I don't know that you did audio for it. Just like, it'd be crazy if the guy who stole the plane said, this is not a sad thing, and Schaub said it on Showtime.
Maybe he said, this isn't a sad, I don't know.
That'd be a wild coincidence. That's why it would be in the video, though.
I'm just here for the good time, Danny.
Yeah, true, true.
How we doing, my man? Another shot for the road?
No, I probably shouldn't, man. I'm shooting my first comedy special tonight.
How long you been doing it?
3 years.
Suppose your hero and mentor insisted to you that you should become a stand-up comedian.
He's so short, dude. He's so short. Oh, my God. That guy in the purple is 5'5". Isn't that wild?
Like a hobbit.
Yeah,
so you do it.
Oh, sorry, what'd you say?
He looks like a, if that's true and not edited at all, he looks like a hobbit.
Is that your own conscious choice? Or have you just been persuaded? And would he then be responsible for whatever terrible fate that surely awaits you in that pursuit?
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Fighter the Kid podcast and below the belt on Showtime, give it up for the great and powerful Spencer Brendan Show!
I mean, come on. Look at this. This doesn't make any sense. Look at him.
Stop deluding yourself!
These mutations are inherently unstable. Eventually, the great cosmic gardener, who goes by many names and takes on many forms, comes along to pluck the anomaly out of existence.
Don't be such a fucking...
They get to this spot where you know, everyone knows there's something wrong, and no one says anything. You see the deterioration, and no one steps in, and then I talk to him alone, man. There's something has to be done. Like, now. You've got to get out of it. Anyone can do comedy. You might not be able to. Like, you might not have it in you. How many fucking professional stand-ups are there? There's only like 1,000 of us on Earth. There's so fucking few. What do you want, the art form to die off? You gotta stop.
Schaub is, you quit touring.
Schaub retired from comedy.
Yeah, I had to cancel Austin and Nashville. Usually I hate doing that. I think this time I just don't care.
You had so many possibilities.
You know, I have a weird relationship with social media and that stuff.
A lot of negativity. We're starting to flourish. You're hilarious on podcasts. Just, what, you know, that could
just, I can't do it anymore. I'm tired, man.
Oh my God, dude, this is so much. This is insane.
It's an anthology, dude. He put in the work.
I can't talk.
He's a director, but yeah. You ever heard of it?
Oh yeah.
All faith in social media viewers now.
Oopsie, persuaded again. We do not have the freedom we think we have. Take, for example, Charles Whitman, an unassuming man with no history of violence who suddenly, one day in 1969, climbed to the top of the clock tower at University of Texas Austin campus. Charles spent 90 minutes indiscriminately firing upon the helpless campus crowd, killed 17 people, and wounded 31 before being felled by a shotgun blast to the head from a police officer. His autopsy revealed a significant brain tumor that had been pressing on his amygdala, the part of the brain responsible for...
Amygdala? What is that? Like your medulla oblongata with salsa on it, dude?
Probably, dude. Probably. Medulla oblongata. We only know that... You know that because of the Adam Sandler movie, right? The medulla oblongata.
Probably, yeah.
The water boy. That's the only time I've ever heard that thing.
Yeah. Anxiety and the fight or flight reflex.
You murdered harder than I've ever seen you kill before.
No freedom.
It's like
again.
A different person.
I was surrounded by you, Callan, Bert, Tom. I wanted to be in that party. I was so fortunate. The stars aligned for me. I didn't realize at the moment that was the golden age. We took it for granted. Those days are over, man. And it's heartbreaking.
What did you do? The direction you took. Hopes, Swami, Snakehead. All feeding at the same
time.
Whose idea
is
it? Who made that?
Yeah, I had to cancel Austin and Nashville. Usually I hate doing that. I think this time I just don't care.
When you quit, you have to find meaning in your life. Like, what are you good at now?
Just focus on family. Do my thing. Unexpected problems.
Like, Schaub may... I wonder if he has the worst medulla oblongata and amygdala in all of comedy, right? Like, the lowest functioning. I don't know what those things do. But I imagine he has the most love. Maybe Bert has similar to that. Yeah. But Schaub's, it would be interesting to know what part of Schaub's brain isn't working. Like which one? Which, like left side, right side, all of it?
Well, I'd say he's got a really strong gluteus maximus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because he's an athlete.
Yeah.
His hamstrings are not as strong. Remember, he blew that out.
He blew that out.
He's a comedian. People don't respect Schaub enough. He's doing this without a medulla oblongata.
Without a Chapellius lacius.
Yeah, without a Chapellius. What part of the body is the Chapellius lacius?
The woke part. Dude.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, I like it. I would have accepted 8 inches as well.
Is there anything else? Sorry, I had to say.
No. I like the Chapellius lacius, man. I don't think I can top that.
Good. Get startled. Don't get frustrated. Get up. Dust off. Recalibrate. Re-engage. Go out and attack.
Good.
What's up, guys? I'm Brendan Schaub. Welcome to the channel. This is Toontown.
For fuck's sake.
You gotta like the page, subscribe to the page, also email right here.
When are you stopping this, Brendan?
Pause for a second.
Toontown.
What if he did a thing where he was like, "What's up, guys? I'm at Cedar Sinai. I'm with this I'm with neurologist Dr. Smith. He's gonna KB tech my brain. You know, he's gonna get in there and like see what's wrong with it and everything." Seven times a week.
It cuts to the doctor and he's like, "It's worse than I thought, dude."
The doctor's doing like a Goodwill Hunting math thing, you know, trying to figure out what to do. That'd be dope. He should do that.
Oh man.
So like, subscribe in the comment section.
Seriously, what are you doing? Toontown?
Let us know what you want
to
see.
This has to be some brilliant Kaufman-esque bit. What happened to building fish tanks?
What do you want
to
see? Let us know.
Why don't you just show me something? Isn't that how it's supposed to work?
What made you go and be like, all right, I'm going to bomb forever?
Bomb forever is interesting.
Dude, I've been here with a Latina, bro. You know why? Because they're fun and they're excited.
You know, now that you're out, you see it, right?
The ego that I had at the time, that ego's insane. The
narcissist. Oh, really, dude? My girl's grandma died. Stage 4 pancreatic cancer. You know, what are you going to do? I pumped her full of CBD.
Dude, I don't even remember that one. That's amazing. She was like, "I'm sick. I'm in pain." I was like, "Try a happy hippo."
Yeah, we got kratom inside of her. She didn't make it, but she loved it.
I kratomed her out, dude. I was like, "What are you doing, mama? Try magic mind because it's fun. It's spicy.
Get some suspension in ya. Keep it detected."
Last night, good game set match.
Did you do that good?
No, that was
Oh my god, I'm like, that was a good dude.
Yeah, that would have been like my grandma's sick and you know, she's very or my girl's grandma's very sick and I said good.
And Grim Reaper came knocking on the door in Chicago.
That's the circle of life. You're out.
Good.
Charles left a note saying, quote, "I don't really understand myself these days. I am supposed to be an average, reasonable, and intelligent young man. However, lately I have been a victim of many unusual and irrational thoughts. These thoughts constantly recur."
You never see a bald Native American.
That's a legit point. You know, the only time you see them bald is if they get scalped. You feel me?
Comedy's just different.
You've seen a lot of bald Native Americans.
What? He thought Chappelle Lacey was confusing Indian people and natives?
I don't know, dude.
After my death, I wish that an autopsy would be performed on me to see if there is any visible physical disorder.
I told you to take care of your wife. What did I say? See in those pictures. Remember? Oh, yeah.
It's public.
What do you do?
Suppose you felt inadequate your entire life, restless, knowing you're repulsive and without value.
Disgusting.
And all you wanted was to be liked.
Nope.
Suddenly you stumble upon a neat little trick that gets people to want to be around you. The downside is that trick will slowly kill you over time. Would you follow that instinct all the way to your own grave? Of course you would. Not your choice, though. Oopsie.
Rest in peace.
Suppose you were born into immense wealth, but on the outside you looked like a disgusting cringe slob who nobody respects.
Oh, that's bad.
Would you cope with the rejection of the world by convincing yourself you are actually better than everyone else because you've got that lovely trust fund?
A wonderful fund.
And if you finally manage to build up the admiration of the public,
ooh, la, la.
Would you sabotage your own success by hanging on to that old cope? And eventually being exposed as a toxic person.
It's kind of like a cautionary tale for a lot of this stuff, right? Is this stuff, I mean, we don't matter in Dunn Count, so we don't really have to think about it yet, right?
No.
Is it sinking in with you, these messages, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, no, this is making me, this is a really well done documentary. I mean, yeah. Obviously, if there was a genre for this, it'd be painted narrative. Because but the way he's painting it, dude, I'm like, wow, it all makes sense, you know?
The music and AI voice are very cool. This is like a new, I don't know if there's other things like this, but I like the way he does these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good. Let's finish it off and then we'll talk.
And then losing it all.
Fuck!
Rest in peace. Just another oopsie.
Let's go.
If, for example, a boy was denied love and affection as a child and instead received frequent allegations of homosexuality from his violent father,
Joe knows he's sweet and he's got sugar.
Would that lead him to a lifetime of trying to reconcile his manhood, an unhinged addiction to extreme exercise, hormone replacement therapy, becoming a male-to-male trans man, desperate for the external validation?
Male-to-male trans man, dude. What? Whoa. This is insane.
Was this guy a stand-up comic? Is he one of a thousand, dude?
Wow.
Of other men.
Mom really should have bought those steaks.
Only to transform his own body into a grotesque monstrosity. And becoming an icon to a legion of unfuckable losers, even more desperate for a father figure than he is.
What's sadder when you run into a guy who used to do comedy? Like, you don't do comedy anymore? Run into guys and, like, you don't do comedy anymore?
No, I'm a producer now, or no, dude, I'm just like coming.
Yeah, I'm not quitting. I just.
You don't do comedy anymore?
I'm not going to Toronto. I'm not going to East Coast.
You don't do
comedy
anymore? Sad. Especially if they had at least one good set.
No, I'm not going to East Coast.
Could have figured.
Or maybe even a special or two. Yeah.
This is a long life we got. Are we going to do this forever?
I've said next week. Jim, did you ever hear me say I quit comedy? No.
I just juggle a million things.
What happened?
Oh my God. I lost.
You don't do flappers anymore?
Just kind of lightheaded, dizzy. Man, and you know, the sights went by so fast, too. I was thinking, like, I'm going to have this moment of serenity, you know, I'll be able to take all in all the sights. There's a lot of pretty stuff, but I think they're prettier in a different context.
Well, Schaub definitely cannot steal an airplane. We don't have to worry about that.
Oh, man. That was fucking deep, dude.
Airplanes are like T-Rexes of the sky.
Shout out to Elephant Graveyard. I know he's always on our channel.
Yeah, we see him in the chats from time to time. Appreciate that.
Dude, that was solid as fuck, dude.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Thank him.
I will say, though, that, you know, they are the fucking monsters of comedy, right?
Who?
And not in like a I'm scared of monsters way. It's like they're the titans of comedy of this industry.
Right.
These three.
Because they're in the closet?
But yeah. Right. Bert, Tom, and Joe, you know?
Yeah.
And they do their thing for their fans, dude. They do their thing for their audience. You know what I mean?
Right. Poor Osos, Alpha Brain, all these things that you need to survive.
Kratom. Yeah.
Yeah. The people sleep on like all that they've given, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and not only as a fan of them, do you get access to all these like really helpful things in your life, but there's also always a promo code, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you didn't even know that a wood grill was something you needed. And mm-hmm. then Traeger Grill, Joe talks about it. Now you got steaks that are cooked on a wood grill. Would you have had that without Joe Rogan? I don't think so.
I think what it comments more to me, that whole thing is just that they do treat, I don't know, they embrace the idiots, basically, I think. I don't know, what is the right taste to have in comedy? You know what I mean? I don't know. It's a very subjective art.
I mean, for them, you're asking me seriously, I would say 8 inches. No.
Right.
If you're asking me seriously, I think that for the most part, yeah, they seem to embrace their fans.
Yeah.
I don't really watch a lot of it, but Joe Rogan is a fun watch most of the time. And I haven't watched Tom Segura's podcast, but he was good at stand-up. And they like, you know, they like selling and talking. They like doing shows for their fans. They don't seem like bad people.
Yeah.
Or mean people or anything like that.
I will say that them getting on the CJ Stroud interview, that shit is fucking, that we can say we never need that.
No, that was a a misfire for sure.
And trying, like, it obviously it was cringe to watch, but just trying to get new audience, it's like, nah, live with what you got for now, because you guys are fucking, it's just, I don't know, that everything is gross.
You don't really know what's going to happen until you do it. And that was a situation where, you know, how Brendan, he just goes, Tom and Bert, they just went, and it ended up being that two drunken old dudes waving a bottle of alcohol next to a bunch of football players on the McAfee show or whatever it's called. Not a good idea.
No.
It didn't end up being the comedic hit that they thought it would be. But, you know, they just went. Sometimes it doesn't, when you bet on yourself, it doesn't work out.
It just sucks that there's only 1,000. All right, so this one is posted by Don't Know Who to Ax. It's eggplant, WWDH with the C-clamps emoji. And yeah, let's get back to the show, dude. There's only one way to start this off. Let's go.
Take your pants off. We have to look at it.
Take my...
Take them off. We don't have time.
What's
get them out. All right,
what's
there you go. Tidy one.
He must have a small dick.
Smallest dick I've ever seen on a man.
You got it!
What?
Why are you gay?
I don't know.
Man, I fucking hate that kind of humor. God. That is the worst.
Yeah.
That's almost worse. That is worse than Schultz. I'd rather watch Schultz do like, hey, there's levels to this shit, okay? than that shit. Fuck.
Wow, dude, that was aggressive. That was aggressive.
Yeah, is he sucking his dick?
I think that's what he's going for.
Is the bit is like he got bit in the dick by a snake or something. And I've not seen this. I'm just guessing.
You're the best brains, dude.
It's sad that my brain can go there. Like I immediately know what they did.
There's one person that could turn this all around, though.
What's that?
8 inches. No, Jordan Peterson comes on the show, just talks him, sends him to them, dude.
You should make your bed, have a daughter with plastic surgery, and where are my benzos?
I was trying to think all day today how to shoehorn Peterson.
Where are my benzos?
All right, so here we go. We got a post by Winder Mir fan. If I said that wrong, sorry. Mm-hmm. It's called Anthony Jeselnik tells story about Brendan always giving him advice and having to put him in his place.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this one.
We
make
a cameo in this one, dude.
Yeah, I forget.
You don't care if people don't like you. You've just never cared.
I try to do things, and if I'm going to be mean, I try to do it in a very concise way that it's like...
They got a Bobby Lee thing, too. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's funny. That's so funny. I wonder if it was there before we... Probably.
Probably, yeah. We are not... We don't matter.
I'm saying... I wonder, they would think we're copying them or something like that. Yeah.
Trash Tuesdays, shout out.
No, we're just fans.
Yeah, best fans. Like,
you kind of have to laugh and respect it, but I'm not... I've said some, like, really mean stuff, but it's like, I've got to give you some rope, you know? There was a comic who just kept giving me advice. This is like a couple months ago. Just kept being like, oh, you should do this as a podcast. You should do this. And I'm like trying to be polite for as long as I can. And finally, I'm like, if I need any more career advice, I'll let you know. And the room laughed. And the guy was like, oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. And everyone was like, that was really funny. I'm like, I wasn't trying to be mean, but he like didn't give me any choice.
Yeah.
I saw him and Anthony Jeselnik talk before a show one time in the green room. And he had referenced a time before when he was like trying to like give Anthony Jeselnik like advice, and it was in front of other people, and he kind of framed it as like, oh yeah, Anthony snapped at me, but I'm like, well yeah, you were trying to like, he's one of the greatest living comics. You know what I mean? Like his special crush. And he's also like, he's kind of got this mystique where like he doesn't even need to use Instagram or social media. It's like, you know, like when Anthony Jeselnik like drops a special, like I'm watching it, and I've seen him perform enough times where like, you obviously know, it's like, he's all about comedy and doesn't give a fuck. And,
well, you know what else he says, but that was legit, dude.
Yeah, man. That's a good, we got the scoop there. It's like, all right, we're journalists.
I will say that was a long time ago, dude.
I know. When was that? Do you remember?
First of all, we had the fucking mic stands in our legs, dude.
Oh, right.
Pause.
God.
That was a long time ago. And then also we had the signs. Pause. You know what I mean?
I like how we set up the fern there. I wonder if people realize we spent some time trying to put... We were like debating whether we could have Marg hand us a drink through it.
Oh, yes.
Remember I talked about buying a plant?
Yeah.
Actually, is that the plant that I bought?
No, that was the one that was in the studio. Right. The one that you bought was very small.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
And then, I don't have the best brains. I was like, do you want this?
Yeah, we gave it to whoever has it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we don't even know where that fern ended up. I'm pretty sure after the fact, it was like, hey, what do I do with this plant? I'm like, oh, yeah, remember Brendan gave it to you. And then it was like,
I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah. I was just leaving it on the street, dude. But yeah, anyway, shout out to Marg for coming through that one time. Let's see here. We got another post from George Nada. It's called Bapa is Stavi's North Star. Let's see what this is about here.
What's going on with you? What are you eating? What's your little slutty treat? Huh? What was that? Yiro? Is that are you? Yeah, I know. You didn't have to fucking. I'm honestly a little offended that you. You know what that's like? Are you Greek? Huh? Oh, he is Greek. Okay, all right. Because if you're just some regular guy, that's like when you go to a Mexican restaurant, your dad's like, we'll have the fajita. I thought some fucking Philly trash was trying to give me the real Greek pronunciation. All right.
Yeah. I mean, that is going to be a bit forever because it's just a part of society. You know, there are people that are like Shab that are kind of blog boss off, you know, and they want to do that.
Ajitas, chili, yeah.
We just have to live with it. It's their world. We're just living in it.
Yeah, dude. Speaking of which, I got my hair cut by an Asian. Okay, let's see here. This one's posted by Haphazard. It's called, if he's here, who's making stupid faces while other people do the work? So this is a fresh post 15 minutes ago, dude.
Oh, shit.
Shab. Good morning. How is everybody? It is February 19th. It is 10 a.m., a little bit of a later start. It is torrential downpour here in Los Angeles, and I had to drop my truck off, my lightning off at the tune shop at Full Throttle Customs, and we've been waiting for some parts, all this stuff. Today was the day. It's been a long time coming. And here's the issue with that. That thing's on slicks. So when it rains, it's a bad combo. And it's about an hour from my house. And you got to cut through the mountains. So the guy goes, dude, in this rain, I know we're scheduled, but just come another day. I went, you don't know me. I'll figure it out. So I left at 6:30 a.m. in the pouring rain and went about 30 miles an hour out down the highway, and there's nobody out because today's President's Day. And when you cut through the valley, it got dicey. I'm not going to lie to you guys. There was times where I was like, I'm a bona fide moron, but made it. Your boy made it. Yep, that's right. Guy wasn't planning on it, but your boy made it. He made it. So hopefully they get it done.
Brendan is the guy that tells you stories where you're like, he thinks it's funny, but you are thinking, what are you doing here? That is not safe. Don't do that. It's not funny. Should not be driving an hour in the mountains in the rain when you've already flipped your truck once.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Wait a day. The guy that you're giving business to told you to wait a day. He makes money from you bringing the truck in. And he said, no, no, no. Bring it in when it's not raining. Probably because he knows that you're on Kratom. Were you on any Magic Mind when you did this?
Yeah. Is that your takeaway though? Yeah. I will tell you right now, dude, that he figures it out. He finds a way.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could have got a towed there. Oh, are you happy now, dude?
He's going to tow his truck in the rain.
Yeah. Well, it's got slicks. He's not changing that.
That's true.
He's
race slicks. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like the lightning. We watched that whole Toontown thing on, Patreon. Lightning kind of blockbuster. All right, so let's see here. This one's Astro Creep Scoo posted this one. It's called Shab Back to Hating on the UFC. Let's see here.
This is where the UFC fucked up. And you can see it with their the placement of certain fights on UFC 300. UFC fucked up. They're too big. They're too fancy now. They're not paying attention to details. And UFC 300 would show you this. They stack 298. They stack 299. And 300, which they should have been planned for a year ago, was a byproduct. And they're scrambling. They're scrambling to get things done. They show Max Holloway, Justin Gaethje,
makes no fucking sense. Nobody's asking for it. Everyone loves Max Holloway. He's probably going to get destroyed. We don't want to see it. We don't. What's it do for the division? It moves nobody forward. Everyone stays lukewarm on it. Max Holloway, by all means, should be the guy fighting Topuria next. That's a huge fucking feather in Topuria's cap. Okay, Max goes out there and gets so much brain damage from Justin, the murderer Gaethje. That's out the window. So Max Holloway's not an option. Okay, so I guess we're going to do the winner of Yair Rodriguez, Brian Ortega. Yair in Spain, that makes sense. Spanish speaking. We just saw Yair get absolutely destroyed by Volkanovski. Okay. Max Holloway was the choice, but they didn't plan it out. They fucked up. Max Holloway's your choice. That should be the next guy. But he's on UFC 300 fighting a fight that makes no sense for anybody. They panicked. They agreed to all these fights. And now they're going to pick that.
Besides that, I don't know how to say it. Is it Topuria?
I don't know who that is.
He just beat Volkanovski in the last UFC.
Yeah.
But it seemed like he was nailing the names. He named a lot of names there, so that's pretty good. Do you think that hat is like a, it looks like an Illuminati thing?
Yeah,
you
know? He's trying, dude.
He just wants to get in. He's like a little nervous. He's like, you know, the stuff's not going too well. I'm quitting stand-up, but, you know, I could work. I wasn't, but I like having money.
Fake it till you make it, dude.
Yeah, maybe he's trying to get in the Illuminati.
I'll be in a little Nas X music video. I don't give a fuck, dude. Yeah.
He's like, I'll do it. Don't put me in a room and make me suck my way out.
or do. Yeah.
That's what he thinks the Illuminati is. You get in a room and you have to fuck your way out.
That was the first assignment. Like, the Illuminati just wanted to have fun. So they're like, all right, Brian Callen, act like you're going to suck his dick. And then they're like, we'll not only do that, but we'll film it and put it online.
That thing was insane. Yeah. That was crazy as hell.
Well, let's see what else we got here, dude. This is Busy Middle 81808 called A Different Day, Same Bullshit. Let's see what this is about.
I was 3-0, told my friends. I tried putting 10K on Marab over Henry Cejudo, and they wouldn't take my money. California laws, I guess. I don't know. My brother didn't have the money to help me out there. So I tried putting 10K on Marab.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, dude. It's pretty wild bet there. He is right, though. You can't bet live in California.
Yeah. California law.
Because it's against the law.
Yeah.
Yeah, any lawyer will tell you that. You get the judicial system, dude.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. Okay?
Ain't a joke.
Ain't no joke. Nope. All right. I mean, they will recall the DA in a minute, right?
Oops.
All right, this one's posted by PP Stains in the front. It's called The Hana Center is Hard to Get To, and remember the name of when you get snubbed by Joseph for an invite to the event.
Fuck, dude.
And remember the name of when... What? Does that make sense or am I tripping?
The Honda Center is hard to get to, and remember the name of when you get snubbed by Joseph for an invite to the event. And remember the name. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe the clip will tell us.
Let's see. Did Shaw post this one too?
No, it's people's names.
But finally, the UFC season is here. The first big boy pay-per-view kicks off this freaking Saturday. It's a big one. It's in Orange County. So for those of you that say, oh, it's a LA pay-per-view, this is not LA. This is about, in traffic, you're looking at 3 hours, but about 2 hours. Conservative 2 hours to get to Orange County. Your boy has fought at this arena twice. I fought Gabriel Gonzaga there.
Gyro.
It might have been once. Tushishur, before that was Vegas. Regardless, I fought there. It's a great arena. But it is at the Honda Center. I think it's still called the Honda Center.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Heavy on the Honda. It's the center of Hondas. And that is where Volkanovski and Topuria is going down.
I want to call this fight so bad, I'm willing to go back to California.
What is it, Honda Center?
Yeah, Eddie, do you want to come to this?
Let's do it. What's the day?
I'm doing commentary. It's in February. 16th and 17th of February.
February?
16th and 17th?
Yes, sir. Come on, son. You ain't got nothing better to do.
I might even go to that one.
I'd
be down to go if you make it, Eddie. I don't want to roll by myself and get fucking sniped out with some UFC hater.
Painted the narrative goes.
Yeah, dude. This is a light week at Chang's.
Good morning, Lietnam.
Lietnam.
I don't know. That's just fun to do.
Well, let's see if it gets any better from T-Fat K-Clips, dude. This one's posted by Toronto Rapture. It says, LOL, imagine letting Brenda lecture you on how to be a good parent, B.
Oh, for the cats out there with kids, make sure you tune into this one.
Yes. Keeping them notes, dude.
Yeah, dude. How to be a dad.
Yeah. How to be a hawk.
I mean, and also like these, you know, age basically 1 to 14, you're never getting that back. Can I do stand up to them? Can I do every weekend? 100%. But I'm missing games. I'm missing, you know, and I'm coaching as well.
Yeah, I fucked
up. It's not worth it.
I fucked up.
I would.
Trying to make it right, but you know, for the first, my daughter is the one who took all the shit. My daughter was 15 now. You know, I was gone. I was always on the road. I was trying to make my name, and I did real well. And I made lots of money and all that shit. Yeah. And
none of that matters.
I was on a TV show.
None of that matters. I'm telling you, none of it matters. Your kids don't give a fuck.
Of course it doesn't.
What they care about?
How much did I miss? I missed all my kids.
I love that he doesn't let him finish, dude. He was going to go on. He was going to say what Shab is saying now. And Shab's like, but it doesn't matter, though. As if Shab's like some wise genius. Callan is just a bad father. Imagine your dad dressed like that, though. Like, he's taking you to school, or maybe you get bad grades in your report card, and he's like, Tiger, we got to talk about this, your report card. Have a seat. And you look at him, and he has a button down that says donut on it. He's like, these grades are no good. Okay? When I tell you to do your homework, I'm going to start watching to make sure you do it.
Yeah.
Like, you can't take him seriously. Now, I dress crazy, too, but I don't have kids.
Well, I mean, my takeaway is, like, imagine spending that much time having a bad relationship with your daughter and still sucking ass at stand-up, dude.
Yeah, you didn't really do that well. You appear to be a man in debt with the decisions that you do. Like, nobody who's doing well is going on to Crowder to be, like, vilified, you know? To be Crowder's fourth mic. Where he like shocks you when you talk too much.
Yeah.
He probably has like some weird thing that goes like this and slaps him if Crowder wants him to stop talking. He has to give speeches about apps from grifters. Not good.
I would rather spend that time, not have a good relationship with my kid, and then be good at stand-up. It's just like at the end of the day, if you're not even good at stand-up, it's like, why did you do all that?
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, other people are able to do it. Jim Gaffigan's kids seem to like him. He did pretty well for himself. He's not on a promotion for Menectadon by Patrick Bet David.
Well, he's also not talking about his regrets on Earwaves, dude. This is like fucking sad, dude.
Yeah, these guys are worried about talking to men on Earwaves. What they should be worried about is talking about their regrets on Earwaves. You're firing on all cinders.
Also, just live with your choices. They're doing this because he's not doing stand-up anymore. It's like, just don't do stand-up anymore, dude.
Dude, if there is a... You know that meme where it's like the brain's like... There's three of them, and one is like, you're on the third one, dude. Right now, you're fucking on. You're on the third one. Okay. I'm not a numbers guy. You're fucking, these are good points.
I don't matter, dude. Let's see here.
You're birthdays. On the road and you missed the birthday?
I missed everything. Dude. Okay. I missed her birthday.
I don't give a fuck if I miss my kid's birthday, dude. I'm on the road, baby. Yeah. Let's go. San Antonio, get your fucking hands together. I could do me 5 or 5 minutes in the belly room and suck my dick.
Not even, did I miss it? I don't even know where they happen. Jesus Christ. Let me try that again.
What did you say? What did you mean to say?
I meant to say, not only do I not know them, I don't even know when they are.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what
I don't know who they are. They don't matter, dude.
They don't matter. They didn't count.
For fucking, you know, everything, and I'll never live it down, but I'll make it right.
You can make it right being present now. Yep. Like being gone all the time ain't the move. And I'll never forget when I first started doing stand.
Oh man,
Kevin Nealon, we're at the airport, and he goes, "Oh, where are you at?" And I'm telling him, I'm like, "Yeah, next week I'm in Oklahoma, and the week after that I'm in Palm Beach." And he goes, "You have kids?" Oh yeah, he goes. Man, the disappointment on his face.
Yeah.
He's like, this ain't it, bud.
It's not.
He's like, this ain't it.
But I want to make you two feel a little better. Like, my dad is a normal guy. Normal Joe Schmo owns his own business, right? When I grew up, my dad works 6-7 days a week.
Yes.
I didn't see my dad often.
Yeah.
Okay? So please, like...
Your dad didn't have a choice.
He didn't have a choice, right?
We have
because
a choice.
He has to provide for
we have a choice.
Yeah. But did you?
Yes.
You're trying to provide for
him. In a way, you're right. We didn't. Bubba.
You're
we
providing didn't. For
in
your
a way,
family.
In a way, we, you know, it, this is a motherfucker, this gig. Let's be honest. You want to compete? No. You got to keep writing. Yeah. You got to come up with ideas. Let's be honest.
It's just a hustle. But
it's a hustle. And it's okay.
At some point, but yeah. There's a balance. You can find the balance. But
there's a balance.
In order to get where you're going, that there's no balance. If you want to sell at Mass Square Garden, if you want to sell at the Forum, there's no balance. So if getting to Mass Square Garden, doing the Forum and selling out every show is the goal, that's fine. And I do your thing. But as far as it's impossible. It doesn't exist. There's no way to do that and be a full-time dad. It's impossible.
I had somebody I really respect who
hardest job there is. They did a poll recently where they were like, what are the most dangerous jobs? Do you want to guess what number three was?
Be something. What is
firefighters.
It? Firefighters. Got it.
Firefighters. Yeah. Number two were the guys
Beehive. What are the operators? What are the people they're called? Beekeepers.
Beekeepers.
There we go.
Beekeepers, very dangerous job.
Yeah.
But it wasn't number two because number two were the people that catch the alligator tamers.
Well, you know, beekeepers, honorable mention.
Yeah. And I'm going to go back. I didn't do four or five. Four was like loggers, you know, sometimes, and you know, trees, they don't fall very fast, right?
No,
trees. You can see, but it's still, that's why it's under cops.
It's crazy how people get paralyzed from trees because they fucking take forever to fall.
Insane.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, and you're just still, you're still like, wait, there's, what are we doing?
It's like, well, let me do some taxes really quick. So
what?
What?
Where am I? And then you still have time to go. And then you fucking, what?
Imagine being that guy.
Wouldn't be me. Couldn't be me. There's
you have a choice. You have a choice. Yeah.
And then five were those like the people on the boats that catch the crab.
Yeah.
Deep sea fishermen or whatever.
Not as hard as number one, dude.
Number one, dude. And I was actually kind of surprised by this, but I shouldn't have been because I'm being a little bit of a dog.
Yeah.
Stand up comedian.
Yep.
It's just the most hardest job there is.
1,038,500%, dude.
I mean, think about how many loggers, cops, alligator people, deep sea fishermen there are. Probably millions on each.
They're avoiding stand-up comedy because of how hard it is compared to their job.
Ask a deep sea fisherman.
Yeah.
Like, hey, would you try a set at the Comedy Store? He will look at you and be like, I would rather be in a fucking boat in the ocean.
Yeah.
When it's going fucking waves and shit.
I would rather be driving through a sinkhole.
Yeah, this is shit. This is not. I'd rather be driving through a sinkhole. This is shit that you don't want to even fucking think about doing. You're not ready. Okay. You're a pedestrian. These are two murderers. And honestly, I mean, if you're going to criticize either one of these guys, walk a few minutes in their moccasins first. Yeah. Right? You can't.
Yeah, put on some toe holds, dude.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, why? Yeah, let's see you in toe holds, dude. Right? Ridiculous.
Can't even afford them. You fucking pores.
They're $500 a piece.
Yeah. Anyways, this is fucking the dumbest. This is the dumbest I've seen T-Fat K, dude.
That's pretty dumb, yeah.
It's, dude, are you a stand-up comedian or not?
They're looking for any reason not to do stand-up.
Yeah, just don't do it.
Yeah, dude. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. They're like, I can't even see my kids anymore. It's just rough.
Even if this was a reality, I would never go on a podcast and be like, oh yeah, and all that stand-up I've been doing that I told you guys to come support me and be at my shows for has ruined my life indefinitely. My kid can't even look at me.
Guess what, guys? Welcome to Hollywood.
Yeah.
All right. You signed up for this.
Yeah.
You want to be in movies and TV. Sometimes you're going to have video calls with your kids.
Sometimes I drive to go to Chipotle and I'm stuck in traffic for like 3 hours. I regret ever going to Chipotle, dude. That's 3 hours I could have spent with my little ones, dude.
Yeah. Or your girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when we're podcasting right now, I can't talk to my girl. No. So, you know, I will miss a lot of things, right? Like her reading a book, okay?
Yeah, you know what? I quit, dude. I quit the podcast. Now that you're putting it into perspective, dude, fucking, I quit.
Yeah, like, you know, her being like, why don't you ever cook me food?
Yeah.
You've never cooked me a meal. And I'm like, I'm missing that.
Well, you're really smart, dude, because you're actually another one that's rising up the ranks as far as like hardest jobs.
Yeah.
It just passed NASCAR driver. It just passed, what's it called?
Chef streamer?
Yeah. It just passed sex worker. It's podcaster, dude.
I was gonna say, podcasting is fucking hard. Dude.
Yeah,
you guys can't do this either. There's only 1,000 that can do this. Yeah. I was going to say chef streamer because I said the cooking thing. It made me think of Chin. Chin cooks all the time.
Yeah, condom fish eater.
Condom fish eater. You mean like, are you going to make a fish taste good that's been in the water with trash?
Without a condom next to
it? A trash fish?
Deity?
Yeah, that was the most redacted I've ever seen TVK, dude. Just do stand up, dude. And also, at this day and age, you have FaceTime. You could be there. What you should be talking about is how you cheat on your fucking wife, dude. That's probably what you're living with, dude, forever.
That'd be spicy.
Yeah. There's comics on the road that don't do that. Shout out Gerardo, dude. All right, this one's posted by Pee Pee Stains in the front. Let's be clear. It's not stand-up. It's a crude dead pod that we're selling tickets for. So they've recently had a live show in Austin this last week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's...
This is the funniest thing ever that they do. One night in Austin. What are they, us? Like, that's what we want to do. We want to do one night. And they're just like, they're fucking... It's like, they've been doing this for what? 10 years or some shit?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lot.
Let's see.
This Thursday, one night only, one show only, me and Brian Callen. It's a live Fire and the Kid, not stand-up. It's Brian Callen and myself doing a live Fire and the Kid with some special guests in the capital of comedy these days. That's nah. Austin, Texas. We're at the Vulcan Gas Company Theater.
Oh, Kermit. Jesus. That was good editing.
Hell yeah. PP Stains in the front, dude. Shout out to you. That was great. All right, let's go to the next one. PP Stains in the front. This one's called Fish Talk. Let's see here.
You should have a cat size fish.
How big is it?
I have a catfish. Are you talking about catfish direct?
How big is it?
No, I'm saying this is around? A. Why do real, you? How big is your
arowana? You're kidding me.
No, I have two of them.
They're how like big is thing. The tank?
I bought him when he was a baby like this. He like
how
this.
How big is the tank?
Bring up arowana.
How big is
he
the
was
tank?
Like this. He like this.
You what? Answer me. How big is the
400
tank?
400 gallons.
How big is that?
Yeah, we don't know, bro.
How big is your house?
How big is it?
How big your house?
It's not.
His house is 300.
No, it's as long as this table. A little longer than this table.
Okay, so imagine.
That's arowana right
oh
there.
Oh, my God.
So that's, see, that's me right there when I was younger.
That is so.
That's stupid. That poor don't fish. Have that. That's it.
No, he's thriving, dude.
How is he thriving? Well,
like he's got a job, you know. He's talking about like.
Yeah, yeah. He's got like a family.
No, he has a 401k. You know, he's crushing.
No,
it.
You. That's the little space this poor fish has to live in.
Poor fish. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's put him out in the wilderness where he's going to get killed by a fucking mountain lion or whatever's out there eating these things every day.
It's called nature.
Yeah, or he can be coddled
free.
In a warm.
He'd rather swim free than die in a fucking tank. Tank.
This is Tank. Let's go.
That does seem like kind of a waste to have that big of a tank in your house.
Yeah.
That's like a lot. That's huge. You would, I don't know. I guess, and also he's always talking about how he has no time for things, you know, with his kids and stuff. But if you have little time, why would you get gigantic, hard to maintain fish tanks?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also, you want to talk about fish in the wild versus at home being coddled. What about a stand-up in the wild, dude? I don't want this fucking great stand-up comedian to be coddled at home, dude.
Oh,
get
yeah.
on the fucking road.
Yeah, yeah. Don't go where it's easy here where you just crush all the time. West Covina Laugh Factory Comedy Store where you're a monster, paid regular beast. Go out to where it's tough, man. Go to the tough shows. Make more fans.
Go to Dublin, dude. You did them wrong. What about that?
Yeah. They were waiting for you in Europe and, you know, you didn't go there. You could have opened up. Think of all the funny things you could have seen. What about the Irish accent?
Yeah.
Right? I'm sure there's some sort of carne asada thing out there.
We got a lot of leprechauns in the crowd tonight.
What's the difference between Dublin and Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Right? What's happened there? I mean, Schaub's take on Ireland or Scotland would be great.
Yeah. Schaub is like the four-leaf clover of the world.
How so?
He's just such a sight to behold, dude.
He's a lucky guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he bet on himself and luck helped him out.
Dude, he started stand-up. He went to the top. Who else does that?
It is kind of nuts that he was like the best UFC fighter and then just decided to do stand-up on a whim. As I've said before, he's a renaissance man.
Yeah, dude. He deserves it. Nobody else does.
He put in the work.
Yeah.
Nobody, I mean, three, what has he did? 5 hours a day? Remember we did the math?
Oh, yeah. He did, dude.
5 hours of comedy a day?
Oh, you guys are doing minutes? I'm talking hours, B.
That's crazy.
Yeah. He dropped in at the fourth wall. They were like, oh, you could do 6 hours.
I was thinking with the fish tank, what if the fish was swimming in rain?
Energy drink?
Yeah, dude, that fish like never went to sleep. You can't sleep when you're a fish anyways.
Yeah.
Probably good for them to drink that shit.
Dude. And it would be tasty when you bite that bitch, dude.
Yeah, you'd be like eating a fish and then also you get energy from it.
Dude, shout out to Rain, by the way. We forgot to plug Rain here.
Rain is always like, I'm drinking that shit all the time.
Yeah, always. All right, this one's posted by Haphazard, dude. It's before the show. So, you know, we're recording a day late because your boy was in Berkeley.
Day late, a block short.
This one's called Big Surprise. The special guest isn't Rogan. Let's see.
How excited are you for Austin, buddy? First live show together in a I'm pumped.
I talked to Rogan. I was saying, I talked to Rogan yesterday. We told him we're coming. And
did he give you his approval? Because you can't go to Austin without him granting
Well, we were just talking about, that's also part of just being honest, being telling the truth. It's fucking hard.
I'm sorry. Yourself. So what do you say about Fern Kid live or...
I said to him, I just said, hey, this is all I'm going to say. I said, hey, you're in the area.
Oh, you invited him?
I go, uh-oh. I'm just saying, we're in the area. You could stroll down.
He's like, I don't know, man. I might be busy counting
whatever
my money.
He said. The point
I
is,
I gotta count my money Thursday night.
He's at the mothership. It's a stroll. How long of a walk is it?
You could throw a hush puppy across the street.
It's something you could throw a hush puppy in.
Listen, dude.
What a random choice.
Who's throwing hush puppies, dude?
I know. You eat hush puppies, dude. Those are just as good as tater tots.
You're only getting 12. Dude, with inflation, you're paying X amount for 12 hush puppies. You're throwing one, daddy?
Straight Talk Wireless. Hush puppies are like not at every restaurant. I actually really do love them. You know,
well, heard it both ways. I've seen it at a lot of restaurants. Yeah.
Do you like hush puppies?
Oh, dude. The likiest.
Okay. So the next time you're in Arlington, Virginia, you got to go down. I'll do a Josh Terry voice. The fish market. Shout out to Josh Terry. You got to go down over the fish market, Old Town Alexandria. You order yourself a fish sandwich. It's some hush puppies. But literally, those are the best hush puppies I've ever had in my life.
And give my friend Car Battery down there at the fucking winery a good little holler at.
Or you can go to a pizza shop that just opened named Extreme Pizza that this donk decided that was a good idea to go to.
I didn't go to it. Jesus Christ.
You turned into a joke, though. You said you thought about going to it. I accepted your joke as reality. My apologies.
God damn
it. I would never even consider going
there. The thought that of going to a place called Extreme Pizza, dude, Jesus Christ.
But you said on stage, you're like, I went there and they were closed. When I drove by Extreme Pizza, some of the lights were out. There was an empty parking lot. And I'm just like, no, there's so many good places you could go.
My joke was that I was like, what's extreme about this place? So I went the next day and I went in. There was a bunch of Stars of David. I was like, whoa, that's pretty extreme. Free Palestine, dude.
That was the joke? Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was like when they were open.
Yeah.
All right. I'm so this narrative was painted. Yeah, dude.
I did go to Artichokes in Berkeley. It's apparently like amazing pizza. Good? It was pretty fucking bomb. Yeah.
Okay. Artichokes. Well, let's check that out.
Yeah. Let's see the rest of this.
I'm saying you're two old buddies. Good old Brendan Schaub and Brian Callen on stage cutting it up. Maybe.
We'll see. We got some tricks up our sleeve.
Don't think I'm not going to call him. Don't think I'm not going to call him from the stage. We'll see. Yeah.
Get some tricks up our sleeve. The old Austin.
We'll see what happens. Either way, it's going to be exciting. We're going to be in Austin.
I like that he did the voice when he was talking about Rogan. He come down. And they was like, maybe the funny will double up.
They know that that's Rogan's weakness. Rogan's like, oh, I love the voice, dude. Jesus.
Dude, that's so funny. Because what if that is really like a weak, like the, you know, they play the guy that plays the Pied Piper playing the flute. Joe Rogan, he hates these guys. But then when they do the voice, he's like in a trance. Oh, fuck. I got to hang out with Brendan again. I want to.
We're going to Austin. They're trying so hard.
It does sound like kind of a fucking... What is it when you...
A hypnosis voice,
kind of. A hypnotic voice. Yeah.
So just to catch you up on what actually happened. And also, this is like probably... I don't know why, but I just feel sad today, dude. This is like a sad episode.
It's not a sad thing.
I just said it for the thing.
Why do you say that?
I mean, we watched that first video and it was like, oh, it's like, you know, pretty accurate, right? And then this show, dude, okay, so there's a comment in this... comment section that says, watch Chin be the guest, dude, right? Yeah.
That's hilarious. And that's what it is?
And so for the show, there's another post on Chang's about what actually happened during the show.
Yeah.
And apparently everyone backed out special guests.
Damn.
And it was Chin that came on stage. And Chin didn't even want to be on stage.
That'd be dope if they had you.
Yeah. I wish I would have been the special guest.
How excited are you?
Yeah. Anyways, that is sad, dude, right?
Yeah. Honestly, they don't watch us and we don't matter, don't count. But if you guys ever need a special guest and you want to embrace Reddit, have me on. Dude, Gerardo on.
The both of us, dude. Yeah, I was trying to talk in the voice. Well, dude, we'll play ball too. I'm not even going to try to do anything silly, dude.
No, I won't caduce you. I mean, I'll use every slang that that you guys have.
Watch. But. So check this out really quick.
Text that to you.
Yeah, dude. And then you got our phone numbers. You can hit us up with anything you want, dude.
Fucking anytime, 7 times a week.
I mean, honestly, we've talked about this before. You guys only said boner alert once. That's going to be the main topic of discussion. You guys got to use that at least once a week.
Dude. Yeah, dude. If I leave there and we haven't talked about digs, I'm going to fucking kill myself.
Oh, my God. Your boy's getting over a fucking flu.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, let's go to this one, dude. This is the 1,000K grand has been downsized to just 250. Thank him. Posted by Thick Boy with 3 C's. Let's see here.
It's one of the critical things about our occupation is that we're constantly surrounded by people like us. Like, we're all kind of very like-minded animals, and we have an appreciation for each other that is very different than most occupations. You know, I have like a reverence for like elite professional comedians. Like, I'll do anything for
you. Me too. Yeah.
That's how I feel. I feel like we're all in like a very sacred tribe of, there's only like, I always say there's probably 1,000 of us on planet Earth. Yeah. If we're really being kind and generous and giving people like a great amount of curve. The reality is it's probably about 250 that I would want to hang out with that I would say are legit.
Right.
It's a fortunate. It's fortunate that we get to be part of this fraternity of comics who are just very cool. Yeah. And luckily, most of the people that I've wanted to meet have always ended up being pretty cool.
That's nice.
And if they're not, look, there's exceptions.
The exceptions, I think, existed in the TV world.
Joe Rogan's podcast room is, or Austin's Comedy Wakanda. There's the tribe. And then when he dies, there's going to be like that thing where it's like, oh, God, what? You know, like, and they're like dancing and stuff. And they're like, I am the king or whatever. And they fight. Like, who, and the fucking manap manap manap
manap manap manap manap manap. Who? Shab is Killmonger.
I don't know who Killmonger would be. Maybe it's Sam Worrell
or we'll Andrew Scholes.
Or it's no, you know who it is, dude. It's fucking Norman, dude. Oh, so I guess I'm the king now. Okay. All right. Well, better get out your spear.
Black Panther, huh?
Curry Underwood. Black Panther.
All right, let's see this one. This is posted by Pharrell 80s. It's called Claiming That He Got Tiger Thick Stocked in Marine Bases Should Never Be Forgotten. Let's see here.
Oh, I'm celebrating. Tiger Thick just got on all Marine bases. It's a big deal. All right, just announced it.
All right.
Hoorah, bitch.
So, yeah, Marines shouldn't be drunk. But while they're
working. Well, no, it's in their off time.
No, it's while they're shooting. It's while they're shooting and invading. So,
hey, do you like freedom?
I love freedom, dude.
You're welcome.
How much is freedom, though, right?
$59.99. And that's what it,
is that
what
it does. I looked it up. It said $89 on some sites.
Well, it's $89 everywhere. That's out of my control. And your boy fought tooth and nail to get it down to $59.99.
Really? So now it is?
Hey, $59.99 starting April 1st. Daddy got a new investor.
So now it's less money. Your stupid fucking whiskey is less money.
Why?
So now it's less money.
That's so much whiskey. That's so much whiskey, dude.
Whiskey and rain.
Oh, yeah. Good mixer.
It's hard to tell, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell which, how much consistency of what is in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Oh, my God, dude. This is a sad week at Chang's, dude. It's all just like hitting the feels this week, dude, you know?
I'm doing all right. I mean, I'm feeling good.
It's because you don't feel anything, dude.
That's right. I mean, I've taken so much Kratom that I don't really have those kind of emotions anymore.
Yeah.
Which I don't need them.
Dude, what goes first, your legs or your dick, right? You don't even know. You're willing to find out.
I mean, I got Kratom everywhere, dude. If my dick... Like, I feel the kratom in my dick and my legs.
Yeah.
You know?
Starts turning into a hippo with a smile on it.
I mean, if, I guess it's kind of like a hippo because it's so big. Yeah, there you go.
All right, let's see here. This one's called Chris is Right Sometimes, posted by Haphazard. Let's see.
America. You guys aren't truck guys, but he has some filthy trucks.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You guys don't care.
Nah, all of that, honestly, is so boring. Post Malone's cool. I like him a lot. But talking about Post Malone's truck guy.
We have similar trucks.
Well, yeah, no. But we don't, right? Eric and I, we don't.
But I'm trying to get you guys out of your pussy phase.
I do. I would like to have a truck.
I don't want a truck.
I would. I would like to have a truck.
But if you had a truck, you wouldn't be on.
At least I'd keep mine upright.
You would, yeah, you wouldn't be on sand.
Hey! Too soon, bro.
Wait, with no seatbelt on.
No, I had my seatbelt on.
He had it on. He wouldn't be here. This podcast would be ours.
I took it off.
This podcast would be me and you.
Yeah, he's right about, you know, the truck stuff is ridiculous.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes.
But, you know, it's Brennan's thing. The most annoying thing about that was that weird laugh that Brennan did.
Yeah.
I don't know why he did that.
Well, I don't know. I've talked about this at length before. I don't know why he does the faces he does. Why?
They're weird. Yeah, that's right. We were talking about that during Toontown when he's like, he keeps those and it's almost like he asks for, yeah, why? Does he think that that's like really funny, maybe?
Crop out the uggos, dude.
Yeah, you're the guy that said that. Maybe listen to your wife, dude. Listen to your mess again.
All right, we got one here. It's called One of the Thousand Murders Out in the Streets, posted by OK Estate 9542. And the caption says, can someone please help me find Bobby Lee's NPC burner account because I've never seen him go live. This is pretty funny. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay, I have a feeling that that's going to get gadooshed, so let's unmute it and play it.
All right.
Yeah. What do you think, dude?
I mean,
NPC live.
Like I was saying, this is the hardest job that there is, dude. Sometimes you have to debase yourself. To be a murderer, to be one of the best, the ones that do it, you got to fucking have no fear.
I will not let you slander Bobby Lee's name, dude.
You gotta film yourself in the streets sometimes, man.
He is hilarious, and this is hilarious, dude.
I'm just saying. You got to do it. I'm sure it's hilarious. Yeah. I didn't see the actual video. If I saw it, I'm sure I'd be laughing. But you have to commit to the bit fully.
Oh, I haven't seen the actual video either. I've only seen that.
Yeah.
That's fucking funny, dude.
Yeah, it is funny.
Why are you in the middle of the street doing
that? It is funny. It is genius. I want to see the actual thing to know how funny it is, though.
Yeah.
Because right now I'm just seeing a guy in the middle of the street filming himself. Why doesn't he have someone doing it?
It's comedy,
but it's
dude.
It's good.
You wouldn't understand comedy, dude.
You're right, dude. I'm not one of the thousand that can do it.
Yeah, you're over here trying to have a good relationship with your kids and shit.
That's I know. I just want to see my kids play t-ball, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's all I'm in it for.
All right, so this one's the last one for the day. We had to leave it off with some chin cooking stuff, dude.
Sure.
This is very funny. It's posted by ODO Loves Kira, chin flying home from Austin. Worst pain in your life. It's Delta flight makes a U-turn after maggots fall on passenger from a bag of rotting fish. Hilarious, dude.
Could be, dude. Absolutely could be chin.
Yeah.
I mean, if there are maggots in any food, it's probably something that chin cooked.
It's definitely the fucking condom fish, dude. Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, it's good. We'll just put it in a bag and put it on the plane. We'll get there. All right, well, that's all we got for today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Check out our Patreon, check out our Reddit, check out our Discord, check us out online. Have a great week. Bye.